This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. We have blown through the clocks, so we got to get back on track. But 4 o'clock hour.
Len stormed out. He was so upset about that.
Yeah, he's not thrilled. Uh-huh. He's not thrilled. Well, what do you expect? I mean, Hollywood, we're out here. There's
not
games
my show.
Everywhere. Yeah, it's not. It's not. There's games everywhere. Clemson is down 25-11.
Yeah, I have Clemson State, minus 7.
The 12 seed. Do you really?
Yeah.
Minus 7?
Yeah.
That's a good bet by you.
Yeah.
What else you got so I can go ahead? You're
I'm
about
done.
To be 0-4?
I'm done for today, yeah. I'm done.
Why'd you take Clemson minus 7?
I thought Clemson would win. Stupid question is that.
But I mean, like you... I mean, you've watched Clemson, obviously.
Yeah, I thought they'd win. I told you, I've watched a lot of McNeese State, and I thought Clemson had the upper hand here.
All right. Well, we'll run through some lines here. We're going to do 15 minutes of heat this hour. We're at our Buckets and Bets event at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. I just absolutely crushed. I mean, I just crushed like 17 oatmeal raisin cookies.
Those are good. Oh. Yeah, I had a few of those. Those are good.
Yeah, you like the oatmeal raisin?
I do like oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, yeah. People hate oatmeal raisin cookies for some reason, and I don't get it because they happen to be delicious. If you see chocolate chip cookie, oatmeal raisin,
it's like the Double Tree cookies,
and
right, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
when they mix them, the Double Tree has the oatmeal raisin with chocolate chip.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fire.
You never had that? You never stayed at Doubletree?
No.
They have one near the station. You can stop and just drive in. And
you have not done that.
No, I haven't, but I was saying you can. You can try one if you've never tried one
before. Are you telling me that there's hotel right near the station that you've parked your car?
There's like that like dilapidated like Holiday Inn near the station.
Yeah.
They turned it into a Doubletree.
And you've walked in. You've parked your car.
I haven't, but...
You've been told?
You can't. I'm sure you can. I'm sure they'd give you a cookie if you went in.
If you're in a situation, there's a spread. You get chocolate chip or you get oatmeal raisin. What's another one? Like sugar cookie? That's a traditional cookie, right? That's usually put out. What are you going with?
What are my choices again? The choices?
Chocolate chip. Yeah. Oatmeal raisin or sugar? Sugar
chocolate
cookie.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah,
is that
you're
okay?
Basic.
Yeah. You all know, right. So there was this cookie place. We had Coach L on earlier. There was this cookie place that was across the street from our hotel in Manhattan. And they had, you know, the new style of cookie now is the big, like the ball shape almost, where it's like kind of like cookie dough on the inside. You ever seen those?
Yeah.
That's the new fancy style cookie. I went and got it. It was delicious. It was like $9.
Here's my thing, Hollywood. You're new to the show today. Here's my thing.
Yes,
I like just like original, basic stuff. Even though I ripped you for chocolate chip cookie,
most people
because,
do.
Because you know the fad right now of like all these gourmet donuts. I'm not saying they're not good. I love a gourmet donut, but just I'm good with a Dunkin' Donuts donut or a Krispy Kreme donut. Any day of the week over like the Mojo Donuts and you know, all
those
gourmet.
But those are better.
But I'm not saying that they're not, like, but
You're saying you're okay with that. I mean, that's fine, but they're better. I mean, the other ones are better.
All of a sudden now I have to pull out a fork and knife to eat a donut? Like, really? Like, I know how to eat a donut. You get these cookies now, these gourmet cookies, like the ones you're describing. You know, they charge you for four cookies, $72.99, and you're getting four Oreos on top of a massive chocolate chip cookie with Nutella, dulce de leche, caramel. I mean, every possible topping. I'm spending an arm and a leg for four cookies. Now, all of a sudden, you know, it's like I'm at a five-star restaurant. I got to pull out a fork and knife. I got to put a napkin in my shirt to eat a cookie. I know how to eat a cookie. I take it out of a sleeve. I put it in my mouth, and I move on with the rest of my day. I don't need a fork and a knife to eat all these gourmet things. So enough with that stuff. Enough.
I'm just very concerned about this betting situation right now.
So you're done after this?
This is ugly. I mean, this is just bad news.
What do you have on VCU,
I just got
BYU?
They just sent me a $10 bonus bet.
Oh, well, you gotta bet
something
on
happened
something.
There. Maybe Monroe did that.
You got to bet it on something.
Monroe took pity on me, and he sent me a free unit. He took pity because this guy took Clemson. They're losing 31-13 to McNeese.
But look at this right now. Alabama State, Alabama State, the 16th seed. They're playing Auburn, who's the number one overall seed, right? Auburn, second half just started, 41-33. That's the score. You can get Alabama State plus 21.5 at plus 100. I'm putting that in right now. They're down 8. Plus 21.5, bonus bet, boom.
You're probably safe with that, I would think. Is that what it's at, 21.5?
At plus 100. I mean, why is my location not verified? I'm at the Hard Rock.
Why don't you show some grapefruits and take them on the money line?
It's at plus 105.
Did you get a bonus bet, too? Did Monroe give you a unit, too?
I did. See, now the line, I can't put the bet in, location. I got to get off Wi-Fi for a second.
Why don't you go money? What's the money line?
Alabama State,
yeah.
Plus 2,000.
Take it.
Nah, well, I don't like losing money, unlike you. So
it's a free bet, though. Alabama just scored. The number's going to go up.
All right. Why don't we, let's do headlines and try to get back on the clock.
There's our guy.
We went, yeah.
Speaking of betting.
Yes, sir. Let's do headlines. We'll bring them on.
Was that you that sent us the someone sent us a free unit on here.
Yeah, we got a couple extra bonus bets. let's do headlines really quickly. Try to get back on the clock.
They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 500 new Volkswagen models in inventory, like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Remember, the Panthers taking a little break. They're back in action tonight at 7 in Columbus, Ohio, against the Blue Jackets. Puck drops at 7, like I said. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go Cats. We'll since you indulge me there, Dan, we'll do our road to a repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. That, of course, is Celsius. Hollywood is he's just all over what is happening right now.
Oh, wow.
I saw today.
Why? Why would somebody do that?
That.
He just showed me the craziest. Can I say what you just showed me?
Yeah.
Somebody put like 300 grand on Auburn on the money line.
300 grand.
To win like $1,000.
That person is not doing good right now.
There's people in the back right now that are cheering for.
That person is not doing good right now, man.
I don't know. Why would you do something like that?
You got the money, right? 300,000. The number one overall seed losing to the 16th seed. Like, I don't think it could happen.
Did you put the bet in, by the way? They're starting to pull away now.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, they're starting to pull away.
Yeah, moved.
Lucky you were too slow on that.
No.
Oh, they just scored. They're coming back now. It's down to 11.
I feel like it's at 27.5 right now.
What happened to Clemson?
27.
That came at halftime? They scored 13 points at half. Can I get that bet refunded too?
Down 18.
Jeez.
Down 18.
What is this?
They scored
13 points in 20 minutes.
There you go.
We know another team.
Way to go, Hollywood.
That.
What's the over-under now in that game? 50? Come on, man.
Tell you right
unbelievable.
Now. Let's see. You can get Clemson at plus 9.5 at minus 115 right now. Clemson on the money line, plus 375. McNeese State at halftime leads 31-13. Crazy. They're up 18, and the line is 9.5 right now. What else you got, Dan?
Yeah, did you see this? A technology group has agreed to buy the Boston Celtics from the Grousebeck family for $6.1 billion.
I did see this. So how about this, Hollywood? Check out these numbers. The Celtics sold for $6.1 billion to Bill Chisholm. Largest deal for a professional sports team in North American history. So if the Celtics, that's a good joke there. Yeah. If the Celtics...
Jeez, man.
You've been sitting
tough,
on that
tough
one.
Crowd. Tough crowd out here.
Been sitting on that one since,
I didn't know that was the guy's
since
name.
10 a.m. Been sitting on that one since 10 a.m. Huh?
I didn't know that was his name.
Uh-huh. Now I know why the morning show gets paid the big bucks, you know, because they come up with that type of joke. But that's $6.1 billion. The people who are selling the Celtics right now, the Boston Celtics, they purchased it. The owners purchased it, the Grousebeck family, in 2002. For $360 million.
Wow.
$360 million. They held on to it for 23 years, and it is now worth $6.1 billion with a B, dollars. That is crazy work right there, man. Crazy work.
And they don't even own the arena. I saw the Bruins own the arena.
That's
you don't
crazy.
Even get the building with it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You get a good team, though.
You get a pretty good team.
They are competitive.
Yeah, pretty good team.
The Heat got beat at the
bums,
buzzer
though,
last night.
And we're being honest, bums, but yeah, pretty good team.
Heat got beat at the buzzer last night against the Pistons, 116-113. They look to win tomorrow at 8 against the Rockets and maybe give Pat Riley a happy belated 80th birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Pat Riley. I know everybody's ripping on the Godfather. Everybody's taking some liberties with the Godfather today on his 80th birthday. Happy birthday to Sir Pat Riley, Patrick James Mother Bleepin' Riley, who for 20 plus years, has been the only general manager in this town that has done anything consistently in that time frame. Shout out to Bill Zito and the Panthers right now. But prior to that era, Panthers did nothing. And it was Pat Riley. And all of a sudden now, because of one bad year, everybody's turning their back on the Godfather. And Hollywood, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Taking liberties with the Godfather, I see.
Yeah, I don't like it. What else you got, Dan?
On to weather from the New Mesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's clear. Temperatures in the low 70s. No chance of rain.
All right, let's take a break. And we'll do a little 15 minutes of heat, but we'll talk more about these games. We'll find out what else Hollywood has lost money on as well.
I'm done for today.
It's 2-6. We'll be out here today and tomorrow, and then somebody from WQM will be out here. Dan Day on Saturday, Joe, and Hollywood on Sunday with maybe Joe Zagacki coming around at some point as well. We'll see. It's going to be fun, and it has been fun all day out at Buckets and Bets. We're at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Hockman and Crowder Show continues next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This is what Instagram was made for. Me and Tree eating hot dogs.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm dealing with Knicks fans.
Oh, he's a Knicks fan?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm okay, dealing with
I don't,
Knicks fans.
I don't care that he doesn't like me then.
At the Hard Rock Hotel.
So one guy comes up and he goes, I like you. You're a nice guy. And this guy is like, he's told me I suck, basically.
Yeah. But you know who sucks? The Knicks suck. All right, the Knicks.
I'm you know who sucks? Them, Clemson sucks.
Clemson does suck.
Who scores 13 points and a half?
McNeese State,
then,
baby.
John over here won't refund my bet. I mean, it's just a mess. Yeah. It's an absolute
no
mess.
Refunds, guys. All right.
They play that poorly? Come on.
We're sitting at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's our Buckets and Bets event, which has been a huge hit thus far. And there's still tickets available. Again, Hollywood and Solana were out here until 6 p.m., Crowder should be here with us tomorrow, but Hollywood kind enough to sit down with us and fill in for him. And there's awesome food. I don't know how many cookies there are left because me and Hollywood have been let's just say we visited that cookie table a couple times. But there's food, drinks, and tickets available to come out here. There are TVs the size of movie theater screens everywhere with every single game on. You come out here. You buy a ticket, you sit down, and it is the best college basketball watch party experience in South Florida, bar none. And we're sitting down with the head of communications for Hard Rock Bet, John Chapper, who also kind enough to join us here. And Hollywood is upset, John, but it's not that simple, right? You can't just refund him the money because he was putting his mortgage on Clemson, right? That's not on you guys.
I put $300,000 on that game.
We would never recommend doing that.
I felt good about my ACC brothers there, and they let me down twice. Louisville.
Yeah.
Hell, Louisville's got a home game essentially, and plays like that. How about that?
Disappointing start to the tournament for the ACC so far, but you know, at least we got the cookies here.
Yeah, at least we got the cookies. So Florida. Florida has been, we talked about this with you the other day. Do they just keep getting money rolling in?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're in Florida. Everybody here, you can feel a little Gator fever here. Unfortunately for your Canes, not in it. But the lone representative from the state of Florida is getting a good bit of the bets. We're seeing almost three times as many bets on Florida as any other team to win the national championship.
Wow.
So I know there are a lot of Canes fans, a lot of Seminole fans out there rooting for that not to happen.
Is there a way to bet it not to happen?
Which one do we bet them to lose? Bet anybody else.
I think UConn's going to beat them.
If anyone from our trading team is listening, I think we need a not Florida.
Not Florida.
Can that be an option?
Yeah, so the odds would be what? Plus 2 million? Florida not to win the tournament. I mean, there's 64 teams in the tournament, so you're getting 63 opportunities against one. So I don't know if that would work out too well for your app, John. I got to be honest.
You know what? We're here for every kind of player. So,
but is it normal right now? Like, people are putting money on all the favorites, right? Like that tends to be, because I'm going and I'm filling out my brackets before I'm even betting on games, and I'm saying I want to do something different. But when it comes to actually placing bets, I tend to lean towards the higher seeds when it comes to my money.
Exactly. I'm looking at the leans here. Even in the 12-5 games, you're looking at 60-70% of the bets on the favorites. Sorry to the 70%+ of people that have Clemson so far. Hopefully a good second half for you guys. But, you know, in these games where everybody's like, oh, the 12-5, you know, there's always, you know, it always goes to the 12 seed. You're still seeing the majority of the bets coming in on the favorite.
What is the goal when you guys, well, I know you guys don't, when they come up with the spreads, right? Is the goal to try to get even money on both sides? Is that kind of what you guys in a perfect world would want?
I think we're just trying to engage people. We're trying to put a market out there that people look at one side or the other and they want to engage with the product. So we're just trying to.
And that's where the boosts come in, right? You have all those different promotions, the boosts and everything.
And right now we got Battle of the Bets, too.
Yeah, can you explain that one to me? I saw that on there. I was hoping you could explain that to us.
Yeah, you got that big white line going through everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Battle of the Bets, we have two bets that go head-to-head every day with a prize pool of at least $250,000 on the line in bonus bets. So if you put a minimum bet on either side, and if that side wins, you share in that bonus pool. Wow. So, you know, right now it's odd points or even points for each half in the Michigan game later today. And if you put even just a dollar on one side or the other, if it hits, you'll share in a prize pool. But I think it's $270,000 today in bonus bets. So, you know, obviously it's not going to hit every day. So if it doesn't hit the next day, we add another $10,000. On weekends, we'll add another $100,000. Plus big events will be a bigger prize pool in there. So definitely some interesting options in there to get your share of a pretty big number there.
Yeah, I can't lay off the bonus bets, man.
I know.
It's hard. I open up the app and, you know, because everything makes sense.
Well,
you know,
I'll tell you one thing.
Everything makes sense.
When you
guys
get the bonus bet, though, do you go big? Are you doing a crazy 15-leg parlay, or are you trying to play it safe?
It depends. Like, I get the bonus bet, and I'm saying, all right, should I be smart?
Tell him what you're going to do. He didn't get his bet in on time. He was going to take Alabama State plus 21.5.
It was plus 21.5, and I would have lost because
Auburn's running away with
one commercial break later, they're up.
He goes, no way.
Yeah, well, it was an 8-point game.
It was an 8-point game, two minutes ago. That's what happens.
Yeah, but it's interesting, like, when I rationalize it in my head, okay, I have the bonus bet, right? All right. What should I do? Should I just put it on a 10-leg parlay and try to hit big, or something I feel confident in, I've handicapped it, or quote-unquote my version of handicapping, which isn't true handicapping, and this is the safe way to approach it. But I always go with the parlay, John. I mean, it just feels right.
I mean, any bet on Alabama State right now.
You guys are happy to take.
Why not?
Are you fascinated with how sports in general, you've been doing this a while, with how sports in general, as a consumer, sports watching has transitioned from I need to be in front of a television set to watch today, round one of college basketball, or now it's I got to be in front of a television set with my phone with the Hard Rock Bet app. Like, it's become now, like, Super Bowl and the halftime show. This has become a part of, like, the watching experience for everybody now, which is having your phone out, scrolling through social media, but also having the Hard Rock Bet app open.
You know, especially for March Madness, you know, we all make our brackets. We all pick our 12s over our 5s, our 11s over 6s. Yeah. We pick our crazy upsets, and by now, you know, somebody might have lost a Sweet 16 team, a Final Four team. You know, instead of hanging your head now, you know, you can still engage with the tournament, you know, throughout the Sweet 16 and Final Four by, you know, betting on each game. So, you know, the days of just the office pool are over. And, you know, there are a lot of other ways to kind of keep March Madness going throughout the month. But, you know, it's not just these big days. For me, it's, you know, sitting around watching a Yankees game with my father-in-law.
Yeah.
I don't care about the Yankees. But, you know, for your $5 bonus bet, that game gets a little more interesting for me. Yeah. So that's really what it matters. Like, I can watch this all day. It's the random Yankee game that I need it for.
Well, what about, you know, making my fiance, who doesn't know anything about sports, and she's engaged to a sportscaster, what about making it interesting for her
just
and her friends?
Call yourself a sportscaster?
Well, whatever, you know, a broadcaster. Sorry, Tanny. I didn't realize you're gonna check me.
Are you Marv Albert? Okay, keep going.
So, guy with a microphone.
Yeah,
that is probably the best way to describe me. A guy, another guy with a microphone. I walk into a bar. I want to watch the game. She's not interested. She's sick of it. All I do is talk about the Heat and about the Canes. And I say, hey, here's $10. Who's the first person that's gonna score? And now all of a sudden, she's interested. Like, that to me is fascinating as well, where, oh, there's a little money on the line. Everybody loves sports now.
I had the same experience with my wife last year or a couple years ago. We were in a prior to legalization here in Florida, we were in a different state. And, you know, we put like a $5 bet on the first half of a college basketball game. I have never seen my wife watch a game as intently as she did with that. And, you know, again, you know, it's kind of making games relatable, more interesting, and more engaging for everyone.
Yeah, I love doing props and different stuff. And I know one of the cool things with Hard Rock, you guys are partners with, it seems like, everyone in town now. And I will tell you, last Heat game that I went to, I popped open the app, and I did get a bonus bet just by opening the app at the game. And I took you guys for $10. I took the over, and I took you guys to the cleaners on that one. But that you guys are partners with everyone, it seems like, now.
So I know who to thank for my lack of a holiday bonus this month. No, it's great. Yeah, we're partners with the Panthers, the Heat, Daytona International Speedway, the Jags, and, you know, we have a lot of great promotions for fan bases there, where, you know, it's not just opening up your phone and getting the bonus bet. We've got some great behind-the-scenes experiences and access for our players that these teams are able to offer us, and just really cool stuff that we're doing with all of our partners around town.
Even your non-partners, I mean, you guys get me everywhere. I'm in the drive-thru at a Wendy's. I'm like, hey, bonus bet. Okay. I mean, you guys, you know where I'm at, and you know when I have some downtime. It doesn't matter where I am. You guys got me every single time.
I can't endorse betting and driving. That's one thing I can't endorse. I'm sorry.
John Chapri is the head of communications for Hard Rock Bet. We love our partnership here. Obviously, we put on this awesome event at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Buckets and bets. Tickets are still available for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. We love our partnership with the Hard Rock and obviously Hard Rock Bets as well. John, thank you very much. We appreciate it. I see you're rocking your, I imagine, where you went to school, Maryland. So go Turtles.
Thank you. We're fingers crossed. We could use a nice run this year.
I find myself, like, kind of rooting for Maryland because I love Scott Van Pelt, and he's a huge, huge Turtles fan, which is why I know the Go Turtles thing. But, you know, good luck. Good luck to your...
You guys are safer bet than Clemson?
Oh, I sure hope so. We escaped the ACC, so, you know, Big Ten's been doing good so far. So hopefully
that's true. You guys did get out.
Hopefully it's a good sign for things to come. But it's really nice playing on the second day of the tournament. You can just relax the first day, enjoy it. And, then tomorrow I'll be doing my own sweat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, thank you very much.
Thanks,
we appreciate
John.
It. Thank you guys for having me. All right, we'll do 15 minutes of heat on the other side. It is Hollywood filling in for Crowder, Solana filling in for Hawk. We're out here until 6 p.m.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You going to eat that cornbread?
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Clemson is down 20 points, Hollywood. I'm sorry. It's 40 to 20, 13 minutes to go. Oh, look at that, 18-point game. There you go. Clemson just got a bucket. You're back in it.
18.
Sorry, bro.
Great.
Yeah. Tough day for Hollywood. Had to work.
Yeah, I'm done today.
Had to work the double.
We'll get them tomorrow. We'll get them tomorrow.
We're out here at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We're going to give away the Twin Peaks gift card here, $50 in a second. But before we do that, Hollywood, I told you that I had a list of backup quarterbacks. They were ranked today, and I wanted to run through that with you. What'd you think of Zach Wilson, by the way?
I think if Tua goes down, you're probably in trouble.
So it was a weird thing they did, right? $6 million guaranteed to Zach Wilson.
What else are you going to sign?
Well, a couple other options, weren't there?
All right, well, what do you got? Who do you got?
All right, well, here we go. Here's the top 10 QBs. This is courtesy of Joe Shad posted this, FanDuel on Instagram. Kirk Cousins is number one.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. And
yeah,
making
he's
a
good.
Lot more money. You
okay,
want to guess fair. Where Zach Wilson is on this list?
The bottom.
Daniel.
Well, is it the thing like they're going to rehab him? Like, isn't that the whole?
Yeah, but do we need a reclamation project? Like, that's what we're calling it, a reclamation project on the show. Do we need that? Is that what McDaniel needs right now? They're trying to go all in, aren't they? They're trying to save their jobs.
Yeah, they're trying to save their jobs.
Well, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, and we're going after a reclamation project when Tua, outside of one season, is going down for at least 2-3 games at least, at the minimum, probably 4 a season.
Listen, the Dolphins have, in my opinion, have taken another step back in this offseason so far. I don't know how they're going to draft, but they have. Would you admit that they are not as good as they were on paper?
I agree 100%.
Tyreek's a year older and a bit of a little bit of an issue now. You lost players in free agency. I mean,
I wasn't thrilled last season coming in to the year either, and I thought there were several holes that they failed to patch going into the season. And I think ultimately, like Tua going down, but even if Tua had stayed healthy. We saw it through a half against Buffalo week two. Like, this team was far from closing the gap between them and Buffalo. Anyway, Zach Wilson is number three.
Number three, wow.
Number three on this list. Joe Milton the third is fourth. Marcus Mariota is fifth. Tyson Bagent is sixth. Tyrod Taylor with the Jets is seven. Gardner Minshew in Kansas City is eight. That's kind of a perfect fit there, by the way. Nine is Spencer Rattler, and 10 is Malik Willis. Those are your top 10 backup quarterbacks.
Right.
Gonzaga is beating up on Georgia 25-3. I have Gonzaga going all the way.
25-3?
All the way. Gonzaga, Final Four, title game, winning what? The national championship in our Odyssey pool.
Is there going to be a game that's like...
This is suiting up very well for me.
27-3. Is there going to be a game that's relatively close today?
Did you fill out a bracket, by the way?
Yeah, I submitted it to you.
Okay. All right. Just want to make
sure. Get it?
I don't know. I mean, if you
Here's
build it
thing,
out.
Here's the thing, man. I will tell you about brackets. To me, like, if you can do this individually on the games, you know, on the app, it's a little more engaging than the bracket thing.
I'm with you, but... There's no shame in joining a bracket pool either.
No shame. You said you got 20 people. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But I think only 15 filled out a bracket. 20 people signed up. Only 15 submitted their bracket.
So do those people that didn't submit, do they still have to pay and
know.
Do they lose?
We're
disqualified?
We're going to have to figure that out.
I'll leave that to you. You're the commissioner of that.
Hollywood sitting in for another hour. We're taking you up until 6 p.m. We've got our eye on all the games and all the action going on in the tourney. More coming from Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and our Buckets and Bets event after this commercial break right here on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.